Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Tariya Kalani podcast. I know you guys have missed me, and I've missed you guys too, so I'm so excited to be back. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about loving yourself more and knowing your worth, whether it's about romantic relationships, friendships, or even family relationships. So if that interests you, stay tuned. Hi guys, I've missed you so much. I know you're probably like, Tariya, you tell us that you're gonna be consistent with your podcast and then you go ghost. But you know what we talk about, self-care is the best care, and making sure you're in the right mentality and just clear headspace in order to even do things is important, especially for this podcast, because I preach it, so I have to walk it, and I can't sit here and talk to you guys about different topics if I'm not mentally, emotionally, physically able to do so. So I'm so happy to be back, though. I'm not going to promise you guys anything anymore because I always feel bad when you guys ask me, like, where's the podcast, da, da, da. So I'm not going to promise you anything anymore, but I will say I am trying to hold myself to a better standard of consistency, and on this first day of September, I just want to start off on the right foot. So I thought I would just record a podcast and get back to chatting with you guys because I missed you guys. Feel free, as always, to DM me or, you know, message me your feedback about the podcast or, you know, about this episode, and let's chat about it because I missed you guys and I like interacting with my audience. So this episode is about, I don't even know what I'm going to title it yet, honestly. I just need to talk to you guys. So this episode is going to be about this video that I saw. So there is this show that I actually used to watch. It was on, I think it's still on, the OWN Network by, you know, Oprah Winfrey's network. And sorry if you guys hear shuffling in the back. I'm like messing with my necklace. And it's called Black Love, and it's basically like a, it's not a reality show. It's a basically like a docu-series of different couples talking about, you know, their relationships and how they came to be in their relationships and stuff like that. So there was this one video that's been going viral. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's this one video that's been going viral. It's from that show and started on TikTok, and then I saw it on Instagram, and it completely had me like, this is something I need to talk about on my podcast, because I couldn't even understand or wrap my head around what was going on, because the couple were on two different pages, and for them to be married and to be on such polar opposites of what they wanted, or even to even know the storyline of their relationship was polar opposites. Like, it was crazy to me. So I just rewatched the video to kind of give myself a refresher of some talking points. And I just basically wrote down like different little talking points from the video. So it starts off, you guys, with the lady saying that, or the woman of the relationship, it was a man and a woman, saying that they chatted for a few months and then he wasn't feeling her. Let's just start there. Then she says she sent a bikini pic to get his attention. Boom. I want to stop right there. Ladies, if you chat with a guy for, I don't care if it's months, weeks, or days, and his interest is just lackluster, that should be your first sign. But for her to send a bikini pic to say, well, I know, so you know this man is probably a lustful man. He's not a man that is of any other caliber but lust. By you doing that, because you knew that would get his attention or that would get him kind of back on the wagon with you. Okay, moving on. So then she says she felt it was love at first sight, but then he said, you guys, he felt like they dated non-exclusively for 5 years. And granted, he was like, we dated non-exclusively for some years. She was like, 5 years to be exact. So he didn't even know the number of years that he was basically leading this woman on. And so she says that he was undecided in what he wanted, yet she was very clear on what she wanted. And then she says, and where she stood in his life. Where you stood in his life? We'll get into that in a second. I'm just going to go through the talking points. So then she said that he would pull disappearing acts for months at a time. They would go on trips together, like out of the country trips together, you guys. Like that's like relationship stuff. But when they got back to where they lived, I think she said he lived in LA and she lived somewhere else, he would go ghost. She wouldn't hear from him for, like I said, 6 months at a time. And then he said he wasn't looking for a wife. Okay, that's the big red flag I want you guys to remember. He was not looking for a wife. And then he said he admits on national TV, he admits he put her through a lot, but he was just doing him. That's literally verbatim what he said. He was just doing him. And then he says that for him to say he loved someone, it meant a lot to him. And he said it had to be significant. He was just, you know, basically explaining that just like any of us should feel. To say you love someone, it should mean something. It should be, you know, of some sort of significance. And he said that it basically slipped out. It basically slipped out. And he also says that when he says he loves you, like he needs to be sure that like he loves you and like he wants to, you know, commit to a relationship with you. But he said he basically, it slipped out his mouth when he said he loved her. And literally, guys, in the video, she was like embarrassed. She was like laughing, but it was like one of those laughs that, you know, you do when like you're embarrassed. Like, I don't know, she knew that and he just said that for the first time, but she was embarrassed. So yeah, all that to say, this video is a hot mess, and that is why, like, I literally need to talk to you guys about this, because this, I think, is important, because I've been noticing a trend of there's so many, like, there's this pick me, like, people are calling them pick me's. I don't like to call those women pick me's, because I think that's kind of harsh. I mean, maybe they are pick me's. There's some women that are very pick me-ish, but there's a difference between a pick me, I feel, and a woman like this that is so gung-ho on a certain man that she's willing to look over every red flag in the book and every red flag that's in front of her just to have this man that she just knows is for her. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman who knows what she wants, right? And I think, like, lately we've seen a lot of women that, you know, we manifest things, we affirm things, and we work hard to get those things that we manifest. But this is different. Like, the one thing about manifestation is whatever is for you is going to be for you regardless. I can manifest having, you know, the biggest house on the hill. But if right now that's not for me, what's going to be for me right now is going to manifest itself into my life. That might be for me a little bit later, but not right now. And I feel like with this, she was forcing him in her life because, you know, if for 5 years you're doing this whole back and forth of sometimes we talk, sometimes we don't. I have to gain your attention. That right there is an issue in itself in a relationship because, first of all, relationships are not one-way streets. They're two-way. It takes two people to tango. So that right there is an issue because why is it only on me to be the one that sparks up interest in you? Or why is it only on me that keeps this flame hot? You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And I think some women get confused of, well, I'm manifesting this man into my life, or I know he's the one for me. I know he's the one I'm going to marry. Is he? You know what I'm saying? Because granted, there could have been some traits in this man that she just, you know, had top on her list. You know, a lot of women, we make a list of the, you know, the characteristics of the man that we think is going to be for us will have. And he could have some characteristics that were top on her list. But you can't just ignore the red flags that are in front of you, because they're going to eventually overpower the good. They're going to eventually overpower these characteristics that you think are just so great about him, because he's not showing interest. He literally said he was not looking for a wife. You're trying to be, you say, you know, she said in the video that she called her mother and said that she knew he was going to be her husband, but he was not looking for a wife. How can a man be your husband if he is not looking for marriage? And how can this man be your husband if the first foundations of the relationship were lust? It sounds pretty lustful to me. You sent a bikini pic to get his attention back? That's lustful. You knew that man was lustful. You knew that's what the only connection between you guys was at the moment was lust. So that is not a good foundation for a man that's going to be your husband. And all this to say, right now they're currently, or maybe they are already, but they're divorcing, or they are currently divorced. So that's why, you know, I can, you know, we could talk in foreseeable future, because that's not going to keep him. And in the video, you could see he was interested. You could tell the body language of a man. You could tell the body language of a married couple that is happy, that is on the same page, that is putting the same foot forward in the marriage. You could tell the body language. The body language from him was very much of, yeah, I'm here, but I'm not here. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you, but I'm not with you. Hers was very, she wanted to be, you could tell she just wanted to just be in his skin. She wanted to be so close. She just was infatuated with him, but it wasn't the same for him. And that's an issue. That's an issue as women, when you are sitting there putting yourself out like that, for this man not to be putting himself out like that, and then for him to admit, I'm like I said again, to admit on national TV that he did not mean to say he loved you. And not even that, to start the sentence with, for him to say I love you, it means, it has to mean a lot. It has to just be, you know what I'm saying, something just meaningful, and he has to be sure that, you know, he really loves you. For him to say that it slipped out that he loved you, and that's pretty much why you guys are in the predicament you are now of being married, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. I know we say that, but for real, it could not be me, because you have to love yourself more. My grandmother always told me that a man has to love you more than you love him for any relationship to work out. And it's so true, because for men, they're not as emotionally attached as women are. So for them to love us more, it's going to make a relationship stick, because if we are already so infatuated, that means their infatuation is times 50 or times 100. And that's going to make a relationship work. It's sad to say, but it's the honest truth. This is the honest truth. And that man did not love her more. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that is just, to me, that's embarrassing. And that's why I said I could tell she was embarrassed, because what? And then if you had any respect for your wife, let's say he really wasn't feeling her, even as his wife, at least respect her enough to not say certain things on national television, something you know is going to air. How embarrassing. Like, no, no. So kind of piggybacking off that video, I want, you know, the women that are listening right now to understand that you bring way more to the table than a lot of men will admit to you that you do, or be comfortable admitting that you do, which they might sound like two different aspects, but they are simultaneous. They do kind of run the same circles, because a lot of times men, and this is something I saw on social media too, they'll ask, what do you bring to the table? And I saw this one girl TikTok, she made a great point. She said that is a trick question by men to belittle you either way. Because if a woman is to say, I bring a PhD, I bring a law degree, I bring two businesses, I bring multiple streams of income, yada, 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 right? Just this all over, you know, what seems like a well-rounded, and there's other aspects to her that are well-rounded, but something that is, something she has financial stability, she has a good head on her shoulders, she has something going for herself, she has, you know, a path, you know what I'm saying? She's a focused woman, right? Hardworking, you know, something like that. I don't know. They will make it seem like, oh, you don't need a man. You one of those independent women. You one of those. What does that even mean? What does that even mean, one of those? But they'll just make it seem like, oh, you're going to be one of those women that are just going to be too hard to handle. Basically, a woman that they can't manipulate. They can't, you know what I'm saying, can't break you down. They can't crack you down, none of that. Now, on the other end, if a woman were to say, you know, I could be a great housewife. I could take care of the home. I can make sure you have a home-cooked meal every night. Your clothes are washed. The house is taken care of. And when we have kids, you know, the kids will be taken care of. I'll take care of all that. All you have to do is just, you know, go to work, pay the bills, and you'll come home to a peaceful home. I bring peace to the home. That ain't a peace. I don't need peace. I need money. I need you to bring money. You ain't bringing no money. You just gonna want me for my money. It is never gonna be enough. So that question is a trick question in itself. But my focal point right now is, men always ask, what do women bring to the table? But men, what are you bringing to the table? And right now, it's not a lot, because most of the people that listen to my podcast were in our early 20s. So right now, it's not a lot. You're not bringing a lot to the table. You don't even have enough to bring to your own table, nevertheless mine. So let's not ask, what you bring to the table, what I bring to the table. Let's just see what our tables have and make it work. How about that? And let's add to each other's tables and not try to talk bad about what we have on table. Like, it's just, it's a trick question, and it makes me infuriated, because it's like, why in a society are the women always looked at as you have to just bring all this, when in society, women, we bring more than sometimes we need to, because no one else is gonna bring it for us. No one else is gonna bring nothing to my table but me. And I know that. I know I have to get up and work every day. I know I have to go make money for myself. I know I have to provide for myself. There's no man on this planet besides my grandfather, but even him, like, that is gonna provide for me the way I could provide for me. You know what I'm saying? Is gonna have the vision for my life the way I have a vision for my life. Nothing. Nothing. So as women, we already bring a lot to the table. So don't ask me what I bring to the table. And honestly, if that's not what you want, you know what I'm saying, that's not the table you want to sit at, then go sit at the other girl's table. Go sit there. But I guarantee you, the grass is not always greener on the other side. I would rather build with my partner than to have a partner that's already built. That's how I feel. I would rather build with my partner and have a partner that's already built, because a partner that's already built is going to always make me feel like I'm not bringing enough, because their foundation is already built. They're always gonna make me feel like I'm not doing enough, I'm not bringing enough, that they're just, you know, the money maker, or they're just the one that's really keeping the relationship together, because they're already built, they already have their foundation. Whereas if I'm building with my partner, we're on the same playing field, and we understand that, and we're willing to build each other up to build our foundation. You know what I'm saying? It's different, and I think it's more acceptable, and I think it's more loving. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, mm-mm. But women like this need to understand their worth. Like, I think she was, I mean, I don't know this woman from Can of Paint, so I'm not going to speak like I do, but from what she's showing in this video and what she was willing to put out on national TV about this relationship is showing, baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me, but this wasn't it. And you knew it wasn't it, but you wanted it to be it because you wanted this man so bad. Why couldn't this man have proved himself to be the man of your dreams, or to be the man of worth to you? Why couldn't he have proved himself that? Why did you feel like you had to prove yourself to him? Why are you chasing a man and you still feel like you have to prove something to him? He doesn't want you to prove anything to him. He doesn't want anything from you but what seems like lust. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't want anything from you. But you feel like if you just go the extra mile, if you pick up when he calls, if you keep up with him, chase him around, that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be all handy dandy. And it won't. And you see now they're getting divorced. It really won't. Now, I'm going to talk to my brothers out there, my young men that listen to my podcast. I know a few of y'all do. Honestly, and y'all, we can have open discussion about this when y'all listen to this, if y'all want to DM me. Honestly, I think that y'all have to be honest that y'all really don't know. Y'all only know what y'all want for yourselves 9 out of 10 of the time. So how are you going to know what you want in a woman? And it could be a vice versa woman too. Don't get it twisted. But let's be real. Most of the times, like, I mean, for me, on my own independent level, is different because I'm very driven, hardworking. You know, anything I set my head to, I go get. I'm a go-getter. You know what I'm saying? So it's different for me. But most of the men I come in contact with, they don't know what they want. They do know some things, but they don't have a concrete plan or vision for their lives. They don't know any of that stuff, which is okay. But so then why in turn do you judge a woman for what she lacks? Do you judge a woman for what she's not bringing to this quote unquote table of yours? Are you bringing forks, knives, plates, napkins to your table? No, you're not. You're not, boo. You're not bringing no chairs. You're not bringing the table itself. You're not bringing the food. I always say that some men are like that one uncle that just shows up with a pack of Walmart napkins and calls it a day, and then eats everything else that everyone has cooked, prepared. He sits at the table that everyone else set up, the chairs that people put there, you know, uses the utensils that someone else brought, drinks the juice that someone else brought, and all you brought was a pack of napkins. Now, granted, Granted, we need that pack of napkins. We did for the cookout because, you know what, you go through a lot of not napkins. But it is not as significant as bringing some food, as bringing a chair, as bringing some tables, as helping set up. It's not as significant. So that's what I like to think of some men as. That one uncle that just, oh, I brought some napkins, y'all. That's great. But we asked you to bring some burgers. We asked you to bring a hot dog. Where are those? Oh, I forgot. Did you really? Because you went to Walmart. You went to the store to get them. To get the napkin. So did you really forget or you just didn't want to bring it? Boom. There we go. Some men don't want to bring certain things to the table because they like where they're at. They like not having so many expectations on them. So in turn, women, stop putting all these expectations on men that don't want anything to be expected of them. Stop it. Move on. There's so many women and men out here. Move on to the next. My favorite quote is of Cher. She said, men are like dessert. They are a want, but they're never a need. So move on to the next. I don't need you, but I want you. But if what I want is not good for me, I need to go to what is. Okay? And I need to go to what I need to do, which is to leave you. Like, just know that. There's too many people out here to be settling, to be... Because this is what this woman was doing in this video, was settling. To be settling... To be unhappy, to be trying to mold someone into something. How it took this lady, we don't even know. But she says 5 years. She says 5 years. But in that 5 years, I can only imagine how many other men she could have came across. And maybe she was dating, you know what I'm saying? But you were so focused on this one man. How many men did you come across that could have just been the man you wanted right then and there? But you were so focused on him. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's too many men, too many women in this world, and there's too many men that they get it right the first time. You won't have to ask, you won't have to beg, you won't have to plead. They'll just have it right on time for you. The perfect example is like Cassie and Diddy. Cassie and Diddy dated for years. I don't know the exact amount, but I know they dated more than 5 years, okay? And in those 5 years, you know, she didn't get proposed to. She didn't get the baby she wanted. And so she left him. Okay? And all those years they dated, she left him. It only took Cassie a few months after she left Diddy to find her current husband who not only gave her what she wanted in life, gave her the baby she wanted, but proposed to her. And now they've been married for 2 years. I just saw on Instagram the other day. They have been married for 2 years and they have 2 kids. Only took her a few months after she left Diddy, and he got it right the first time. He knew what he wanted, and he decided to, you know what I'm saying, give her what she wanted, because that's what he wanted. They were in alignment. That's it. Find a man or find a woman that you're in alignment with. Don't try to make someone align with you. Find someone that's in alignment with you right now, because life is too short to be sitting here and playing around with people, playing around with people's kids. No, you don't got time for that. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm just talking and ranting as this podcast is useful for, but that's just how I feel. Life is too short for you to try to be molding anybody into something. And, you know, love hurts. It really, really does. But at the end of the day, and this doesn't go for romantic relationships. This goes for friendships. It can go for family. There's some family I've had to cut off because I'm like, you're not what I want you in my life, but you're not what I need in my life. And you're actually toxic being here. There's some friends that I've had to distance myself from or completely cut off because I'm like, this is no longer serving me. This is no longer working. I'm trying and forcing this friendship to be something that is no longer. People in your lives for a season. Remember that. Some people are in your lives for a season. And they're in a season to teach you something, and then that season changes and you're in a new one. Okay, that's it. Okay, y'all. So that is the end of this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening and continuing to support me. Even when I go MIA for months, you guys always support me and you always listen and you always give feedback and interaction. It just makes me feel so good because it takes a lot for creatives or people that create things to, you know, be expressive or vulnerable like this, especially podcasts. Like, even though more and more people are doing podcasts than when I started it, like when I started podcasting, nobody was podcasting really. But now it seems like everyone's coming out with a podcast. It still is very like vulnerable for me to do this because I'm a very introverted and quiet person for the most part. So thank you guys for your support. it's September 1st, it's a new month. So my affirmation for you guys is to just stand in your purpose. That is something that I've been affirming all morning and day, is I'm going to stand in my purpose. I'm no longer going to, you know, be just a woman of purpose. I want to stand in my purpose. I want to be a woman who stands in her purpose, meaning that I'm found, you know, my foundation is in my purpose and I'm standing in it. I'm just gonna, you know, go with whatever God has for me, and I'm going to live every day with intent. And so, yeah, I want the same thing for you guys. As always, I'm praying that you guys have a beautiful and blessed week ahead of you, a blessed September ahead of you. Anything you guys want, I pray that you guys get with hard work and manifestation. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.